Good morning. How y'all doing today? It's your host here, Aaron, and today is July 12th, 2018. Man, it's been a crazy 3 weeks, full of bad news and some good news. We had the Trump administration in its fascist nature erect concentration camps to keep immigrant children in, separated from their families. There have been an array of really disturbing news stories regarding abuses in some of these facilities. I think there was one regarding I can't even believe this, like an 18-month-old child that apparently was never given a bath for over 60 days, and the kid had lice. Yeah, very disturbing news. The escalating trade war with China, Trump putting in more tariffs. I believe it was around $200 billion worth of tariffs. It went from 18 products up to over 100 products now that they are actually putting tariffs on. But among those bad news, there has been some really good news. I know you guys saw the election of Ocasio-Cortez in District 14 in New York City. I think that district encompasses parts of Queens and the Bronx. Well, that was a political earthquake that we haven't seen for a while. She defeated Joe Crowley, which was the fourth-ranking Democrat in the House, and he actually is the party boss of the Democratic Party in Queens. And she defeated him. I believe he was a 10-term congressman, about 20 years in Congress. And her election victory, she was a Democratic Socialist too. But before I get into her platform and whatnot, like her particular election had a lot of things in common with going back to the past and some of the things that I was looking at. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a famous speech that Malcolm X gave called The Ballot or the Bullet. I believe the speech was in April 4th, 1964. And in that speech, he talked about something specifically regarding an ideology for the black community that he called black nationalism. Well, he didn't just call it. Other people, I think Marcus Garvey was the first one to kind of coin that term. I believe that. I don't know. I'm not completely sure. But Malcolm X would use it too. And in that speech, he talked about self-determination and creating a political class that represented the needs of black Americans. So meaning, not only did he talk about the political aspect, meaning elect leaders that look like us and that represent us, but he talked about too, about the economic aspect of it, creating your own businesses, creating your own opportunities in your community, and creating employment for your own people, especially during that time. And he specifically says in his speech, if you have to rely on for a job, if you rely for a job on your enemy, you're in bad shape. If your enemy is the one employing you, you're in bad shape. So he talked about the idea of political progress through people, through leaders that look like them. Self-determination for the black American community. Very revolutionary thoughts even back then. But I can't help to connect Malcolm X's speech to the victory of Ocasio-Cortez. And I'll explain why. The district that Joe Crowley, the incumbent that Ocasio-Cortez beat, was a person that represented a district that was 70% people of color and over 80% working class. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say that race is a determining factor on who you represent, but this is very important because when you have someone that represents a district and that person does not live there, the children of that representative don't even go to school there. They never grow up there. They grow up in Washington in his comfy seat over there. This person starts forgetting about the interests of that community. And that's exactly what happened. This is who this ranking Democrat, Joe Crowley, was one of the ones that brought in a ton of cash from special interests, including Wall Street. So he was very important for the Democratic establishment. And this was someone that dismissed his district, did not represent it to the full extent. And why is that? How are you going to represent a district that doesn't even look like you and that you don't even care about and that you don't even live in? This is where this young Latina, she's 28 years old. Like, I was looking at her platform and how she won. If you compare it to Crowley's platform, it's obvious why she won. Let me kind of show you some of the things that she ran on and why she won. First of all, Joe Crowley, I think he raised around $3 to $4 million. She only raised around $600,000, but she had the most volunteers. So she was out in the streets. She was out knocking doors. She was out talking to people, talking to her constituents, because she lives there and she's there. She knows her community. So she knew how to talk to her community, and she knew the needs of her community. That's how you win. You represent a place. When you go and represent a place in Congress, a district, you gotta look like that district. You gotta live in that district, and you gotta understand that district. Anyways, let me give you guys some of the platform that she ran on. Very similar to Bernie Sanders. Medicare for all, fully funded public schools and universities, universal jobs guaranteed. Let me just explain this one. The universal jobs guarantee she ran on, well, she believes that there should be a federal jobs guarantee, creating a baseline quality for employments that guarantee a minimum $15 wage pegged to inflation, full health care, and paid child and sick leave for all. A very progressive agenda. Housing as a human right. This is almost revolutionary if you really think about it. The right wing will paint this as like free houses for all. But in reality, a country as rich as the United States should not have people living in the streets. That's a given. Justice system reform, very progressive platform. Immigration reform. And obviously, she was one of the she actually was one of the ones that the first one that I heard personally calling for the abolishment of ICE, which in my opinion is an is a Gestapo arm of the fascist regime that Donald Trump is commanding right now. So now let's look at this lady, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's her full name. She won with a revolutionary agenda. She identifies herself as a democratic socialist, and she beat the establishment that was entrenched in that district. How? By talking to her constituents directly, knocking on doors, and presenting her project to her constituents, and talking about their needs, not the needs of the 1%, not the needs of Wall Street, like Joe Crowley was. So connecting that in itself, where I'm going back to the past and going and listening to someone like Malcolm X talk about the importance of having leaders that look like us, that represent us. How we cannot elect leaders that do not go through the same struggles that we are in. Someone that doesn't depend on Medicare or that doesn't have health insurance, there's people in this country that are one paycheck away from dying, one disease away from dying, because they don't have health insurance. So people that have never had gone through that could never understand that. So it's important that we start looking at the leaders that we're voting for. How are they representing me? How are they looking like me? Where do they live at? And I go back to like Donald Trump. Like, you know, he captured the anger of a lot of people when it came to economic issues and when it came to issues regarding even race, regarding identity politics. He blames Muslims for a lot of the problems, immigrants for a lot of the problems. So instead of directing that anger to the people at the top, the people in Wall Street, the people, the corrupt politicians are in Washington dismantling the whole social social structure, the whole social safety net that we created since the New Deal. Instead of pointing the blame at them, he scapegoat immigrant communities, he scapegoat Muslims, he scapegoats gays, LGBTQ community. He attacks now, if you go to Fox News, the Democratic Party has been demonized to the point of Americans are looking at each other like, you're a Democrat, you're an open borders guy, like all this crazy nonsense. But it's part of a plan. That's what fascists do. They pin people against each other, so we don't look at the people that are really at fault. So, you know, you get a poor redneck guy that works at Wendy's, and he's talking about immigrants taking jobs and all of that. But then the guy that cuts grass, the Mexican guy that's cutting grass, has the same amount of money on the bank account as that poor redneck guy. But he's blaming the immigrant and not the corporations, not the politicians that are cutting his Social Security, that are cutting benefits to his healthcare. No, he sees the anger in the immigrant because the leader of the country is pitting the blame on them. So that's what they do. They want us to fight with each other and forget about the people that are really making these horrible policy choices. So it's time to mobilize. It's time to look in the past and see how our past progressive leaders organized and take a page book from someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and go for it. She's a normal girl. She's like me, you, like anyone else. She decided to take matters into her own hand and fight for what she believed in. I admire that from her, and I believe that when we come together, when we look at each other, past our race, past our religion, past our superficial cosmetic thing that they try to put in front of us so we can look at that and not look at the actual issues. Forget about all of that. When we look at each other and we say, what do we agree on? We agree that a person should not go hungry. Children should have a right to education, to higher education. Someone that has a pre-existing condition has a right to see a doctor and be treated. When we start looking at those things that we agree on and we vote on those things, the rest of the things we can hash it out through the debate. So it's time to mobilize, and it's time to get together and elect leaders that look like us, that represent our interests, our working class interests. I command you guys to, and I definitely suggest you guys to take a look at the Malcolm X speech, The Ballot or the Bullet. It sounds like a radical title, but it hits on exactly to what's going on in America today. And if you take away the black nationalism and you put in working class issues, you will see that that's exactly the path that we have to take when it comes to taking power back from the 1% and the corporations that are dismantling our social net that we have had established since the New Deal. And we got to expand those rights, expand those progressive benefits that belong to the people. I I definitely want you guys to keep a close eye on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she's going to be someone to watch for. This is a firebrand of our party. I'm independent myself, but this is someone that I definitely look forward to following her career in Congress or public service, because I know that this is someone that can take this country to a greater place. I wish you guys have a great day. This was a short little podcast, but I wanted to definitely emphasize the need to look for leaders like this, to mobilize ourselves and push forward our country. Thank you again. I hope you guys have a beautiful day and continue striving for the best. All right. Take care.